Today is Wednesday, the 19th of August, in the 20th week of Ordinary Time. Stephen and Fiona Crowther of the Lee Abbey community sings Shepherd. As we prepare to pray with Psalm 23 today, begin by drawing to mind imagery of green pastures and sheep and of a shepherd's great care.
Take this heart, it's yours alone. Don't let it stray away. The Shepherd King has called this soul by the rugged path of grace. Up over hills and through the lows, I have heard the whistling call. It's the voice of one that I have known in the depths of who I am. Darkest veil on highest moor, where the wind swept o'er at peace. I will fear no dark or evil thing, for the Shepherd walks with me.
Today's reading is from Psalm 23.
My shepherd comes and makes a way.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Believed to be written by King David some 3,000 years ago, these familiar and comforting words still resonate with us today. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. The Lord is lovingly working for you, inviting rest, guiding and restoring. How is God working for you in your life? The effect of this loving action and assurance of God's goodness on the psalmist's soul enables him to say, "I fear no evil, for you are with me." What does the Lord's loving action on your soul enable you to say? Listen again and notice how, even in the tough times, the psalmist describes the nearness of the Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Look ahead. When may you need to know the Lord's goodness, mercy, and presence with you today? Talk with God about this. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.